This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Deputy Hamas Chief Salah al-Arari was killed on Tuesday night in an Israeli drone strike near Beirut, a stronghold of the allied Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelina has more.
Lebanon's caretaker Prime Minister Najib Mikati called the strike a new Israeli crime and said it was an attempt to pull Lebanon into war. His office said he asked Lebanon's foreign minister to file a complaint to the United Nations Security Council. A spokesperson for the UN Secretary General called the strike extremely worrying.
Because of the escalating tensions and the fragility of the situation in the region, we are calling for maximum restraint from all parties.
Hezbollah has been exchanging near-daily fire with Israel across Lebanon's southern frontier since Hamas's attack in October.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. A Japan Airlines plane was engulfed in flames on Tuesday after colliding with a smaller aircraft at a Tokyo airport. All 379 people on board the jet escaped with 17 injured after the collision with a Coast Guard plane in which five of the six on board were killed. A ministry official told a press briefing the plane was attempting to land normally when it collided with a Coast Guard plane headed to Japan's west coast to deliver aid to those caught up in a powerful earthquake that struck on New Year's Day. The series of powerful earthquakes that hit western Japan left at least 57 people dead and damaged thousands of buildings, vehicles, and boats. Officials are warning people in some areas to stay away from their homes because of the risk of more strong quakes. Aftershocks continued to shake Ishikawa Prefecture and nearby areas a day after the magnitude 7.6 tremor slammed the area.